With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Tariffs are coming. President Trump, as he promised to do on the campaign trail, has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Mr. Trump says it'll be 10% on all imports from Beijing, 25% on imports from north and south of the border, though Canadian oil gets a tariff of only 10%. Bad news for U.S. education.
New results from a national exam find that America's children have continued to lose ground on reading skills in the wake of the pandemic and have made little improvement in math. The national exam results also show while the highest performing students have started to regain lost ground, lower performing students are falling further behind. Given every 2 years to a sample of America's children, the National Assessment of Educational Progress is seen as one of the best gauges of the academic progress of the U.S. school system. John Scott reporting.
Costco and the Teamsters have reached a tentative contract agreement, avoiding a strike.
The Costco Teamsters National Negotiating Committee has reached a tentative agreement for a new contract, which still has to be presented to membership for a vote before approval. However, this averts a strike. Costco has 219,000 U.S. employees. The union represents 18,000 of them in six states. Teamsters members were demanding Costco make a contract offer that reflects its sales and profit growth. Revenue at the company rose 5% to $254 billion in its most recent fiscal year. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal authorities have arrested a former Federal Reserve senior advisor for allegedly giving inside economic information to China. Grand jury indicting John Harold Rogers of Vienna, Virginia. This is SRN News. Utah lawmakers are working on a bill that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other public service professionals. Teachers' unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of Republican policies in Utah, fighting efforts to limit the LGBT agenda in classrooms and end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. GOP lawmakers argue that with their liberal bias, the unions are unfit to represent teachers with conservative views. The Utah legislation is passed out of committee in the State House of Representatives. President Trump's new Justice Department leadership is eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. The Justice Department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrance Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting, quote, significant aggravating factors. The president has also ordered the immediate dismissal of three face cases. This is SRN News. A new study from India indicates success in protecting its native tigers.
India's National Tiger Conservation Authority estimates the country has around 3,600 tigers, around 75% of the global wild tiger population. The study in the journal Science says that some local communities near tiger habitats have also benefited from the rising number because of revenues brought in by ecotourism. The recovery has had other ecological benefits, as the conservation efforts also protect other species like elephants and leopards.
BBC correspondent Anbar Athran. Luka Doncic led Dallas to the NBA Finals last season. Anthony Davis won a championship with the LA Lakers. They're switching teams. A major blockbuster NBA trade overnight. Doncic being traded by the reigning Western Conference champion Mavericks to the LA Lakers for Davis. This is SRN News.